By devotional service, your devotees constantly think of the same personality of Godhead, receive bodies similar to his. This is known as Sarupya Mukti. Although Shishupala, Dantavakra and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy, they also achieved the same result. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection with Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, it is explained that a devotee should externally execute his routine devotional service in a regular way, but should always inwardly think of the particular mellow in which he is attracted to the service of the Lord. This constant thought of the Lord makes the devotee eligible to return home back to Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mangeti. After giving up his body, a devotee doesn't again receive a mortal body, but goes back Godhead and saves a spiritual body resembling those of the Lord's eternal associates, whose activities he followed. However, the devotee likes to serve the Lord. He may constantly think of Lord's associates, the cowherd boys, the gopis, Lord's father and mother, his servants, and the trees, land, animals, plants and water, Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires the transcendental position. Kings like Sisupala, Dantavakra, Kansa, Pundraka, Narakasura and Salva were all similarly delivered. This is confirmed by Madhvacharya. Pundraki Naraki Chaiva Salve Kansi Cha Rukmini Avistas Tu Hare Bhaktas Tad Bhaktya Harin Apire. Pundraka, Narakasura, Salva and Kansa were all inimical towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because all these kings constantly thought of him, they achieved the same liberation, Sarupya Mukti. The Jnan Bhakta, the devotee who follows the path of Jnan, also attains the same destination. If even the enemies of the Lord achieve salvation by constantly thinking about the Lord, what is to be said of pure devotees who always engage in the Lord's service and who think of nothing but the Lord in every activity?
Bhavana, bhavana, mana, tumi, ati, dusto. সাধু সঙ্গ বিনা কথা তরই গো সাধু সঙ্গ বিনা কথা তরই ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি বড় দুঃখ ভাবনা ভাবনা মন তুমি বড় দুঃখ সাধু সঙ্গ কর কর হে 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 বৈষ্ণব তরণী মজ ঘুচিবে
important factor. Acharya say this mind as Atma Bhasha, they say it. You know, Atma Bhasha. You know Atma, soul. Mind is not soul. Soul is different from the body, mind. Even intelligence. Indrebhya paramana mana sat para buddhi ja buddhe tu paradasa. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says. Mind is superior to all indriyas, senses. And intelligence is superior to mind. And you atma soul, you are superior to intelligence. So you are not mind, you are not intelligence. You are atma, you are soul. You are the master of the mind. You are not the servant of the mind. So your duty is to control your mind. Fix up your mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. Man mana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskur mangavasyasi satyanti pratijani priyoshini. This is the most confidential instruction of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita. First it says manmana bhava, first says mind. Fix your mind at me, at my lotus feet. Think of me always. Constantly think of me. Manmana bhava. What is the activity of mind?
Accepting and rejecting.
Yes. Accepting and rejecting, we say it sankalpa vikalpa. In Sanskrit we say this, sankalpa vikalpa. Accepting something, rejecting something. And that thought, the mind cannot be without thought at any moment. There must be some thought in the mind. So Krishna gives this instruction. Manmana bhava. Think of me constantly. Fix your mind at my lotus feet. But mind is very fickle. Very fickle. Very wicked mind. This mind is very wicked, you see. Fickle and wicked. It goes out. Then your duty as a master, drag it. That wicked mind from other thoughts other than thoughts of Krishna. Attach it to Krishna. This is fighting with the wicked mind. Constantly. It should go on. You understand? Therefore, I am going to explain this Sangeet that I saw. Is written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Many songs are there, but this must be. Bhavana, bhavana, mano, tumi oti dushto. Visho vise achoye. Kama, krodha, lobha, moho, madadi, avishto. Ripurva se achoye. Speaks to mind. Your mind, you are very wicked. Tumi oti dushto. Very wicked. Visho vise achoye. রিপূর্বশে আছো, ইউ আর অলওয়েজ ইন সার্কেল উইথ এনিমিজ, ইউ আর ক্যাপচার্ড বাই এনিমিজ, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, ইউ আর অলওয়েজ থিঙ্কিং অফ মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট, কাম ক্রোধ লোভ মোহ মদ আদি আবিষ্ট, দিজ আর এনিমি, লাস্ট এঙ্গার গ্রিড ডিলিউশন, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দিজ আর এনিমিজ. And you are encircled with all these enemies always. Asad vartta bhukti mukti pipasa krushto, asad vartta bholo lage. You delight in hearing asad katha. Do you understand? Asad katha, which is not Krishna katha. Asad vartta bhukti mukti katha. Relating to bhakti, enjoyment, material enjoyment, katha relating to mukti, liberation. You like all these things. You understand? Bhalo lage. Pratishthasa kutinati satadadi pishto. The katha relating to pratishtha, name, fame. You understand? Establishment like that. And finding fault with others, looking at ills, bad things, with others, and discuss about it, you like it. Asat katha bhalo lage. You delight in hearing asat katha. Soro kahelo nahi, you are crooked mind. You are never simple. This crooked mind. Ghireche tomare bhai e sabu orishta. Oh brother, my mind, your brother. All these orishtas, bad things, enemies, have surrounded you. Do you understand? Esa sotru, all these are your enemies. You should know it very well. Esa va nathare kise paave sadha krishna? Without giving up all these things, deserting all these things, how can you get Radha Krishna? No, no, you can't get. Jotone chado chado he, very carefully. Give up all these things. Sadhu sangha bina ar kothato vaishto. Associate with sadhus. You understand? That is only requirement for you. Sadhu sangha koro koro, he repeatedly said, associate with sadhus, associate with sadhus. Vaishnava charane majo bhuchive anishto ekobar bhebe dekho. Think of it seriously, very deeply. Just engage in the service of the Vaishnavas. Engage your wicked mind in service of the Vaishnavas, being all these bad things, all these enemies, arishtas, will be driven out. Do you understand? This is the meaning of this song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Do you understand? So mind is very, very wicked. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, many instructions have been given, in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Jatata nishchalati mana chanchalama sthiram, tatata niyamam etat atmaniyamam vasunayati. Gita says, your wicked mind will go away. Living Krishna will go away. To material enjoyment, thinking, thoughts of material enjoyment, other thoughts, then this is your business, oh soul. Jatata nishchalati mana chanchalam, tatata niyamayetan vasunayati. Mind goes away, drag him and fix it in the lotus feet of Krishna. Constantly this thing should go on. This is fighting against wicked mind. You understand? Gita says. And Krishna gave his most confidential instruction. Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji, Mang Namaskar, Mang Vesyati, Satyam Depati Jane Piyasmi. You are very dear to me, Arjuna, so I give you this most confidential instruction. First thing, Manmana Bhagavad. Think of me. Fix your mind at my lotus feet. Then Madhbhakta, become my devotee, serve me, Madhyaji, worship me, Mang Namaskaru, pay obeisances to me, then you will come to me. That means all your activities should center around Krishna. You understand? And unless your mind is conquered, you understand? Unless your mind is controlled, you cannot be devotee of Krishna. You cannot serve Krishna. You understand? You cannot go back to Him. Any action before being executed, first thought will come up in the mind. You must think of, all right, I'll go to Bhubaneswar and have sadhu sangha association there. First you thought of this. Then preparation began. All right. Book the ticket, grant visa, all right, let us start. First thought comes in the mind, you see. Then other activities follow. The activities of other senses follow. So mind is most important. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been said, satyam uktam kintu ihaye ekina manasvaddha visrambhanganava sthanasya sadhakirata iva sanganchante. In fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, it has said, Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, O King, you have spoken correct thing. A hunter, Vyadha means a hunter, who hunts and captures wild animals by setting a trap or a net, you see. When that hunter catches the wild animals and brings them and put them into a fold, you see. But he never puts faith in them because they are wild animals. At any time they may get out of this fold, you see. When they get such opportunity, they may get out of it. So the hunter never puts faith in wild animals. Similarly, don't put faith in your wicked mind. Are you putting faith in it? Then you will be in trouble. Don't put faith, he says. This is instruction from the Bhagavatam. Those who are very serious to tread this path of devotional service, to lead spiritual life, for them this instruction is there. Don't put faith in your wicked mind. Have very keen eye on it. What this wicked mind is doing, you see, what it is thinking. Just have a keen eye on it. You understand? This again it is said, Nakurjakarishakyam. Manasihi anabastide. Jadvisrambhatirachinam saskanda tapaiswaram. This is the opinion of all learned pandits, scholars, wise men. Because naturally, this is quite natural, this wicked mind is very, very fickle. Very fickle. So you should not have friendship with such a fickle and wicked mind. Have you made friendship? All have met friendship with this fickle and wicked mind. Don't have friendship with it, Bhagavatam says. If you believe in such wicked mind and establish friendship with such wicked mind, at any time it will cheat you. Any time it will cheat you, you see. It's a faithless friend. Not a good friend at all. You understand? This fickle and wicked mind. What to speak of others, you see, Lord Shiva? How he is cheated? What? He himself requested, Lord Vishnu, please show me your Mohini Murti. Huh? You understand? So Lord Vishnu showed his Mohini Murti. But what happened to Lord Shiva? Shiva is such a great yogi. You see? Great yogi. Mahadev. Best of all demigods. Who has, you see, is never hesitated at all. Who has even, you see, let us say, destroyed, copied, burnt to ashes, you see, by his krodhagni, the fire of anger, burnt, copied into ashes. Still, he is hesitated. He is victimized by saying, Mohini Murti of the Lord Vishnu. Do you understand? That is stated here. Even so, Mohini Muni was a great yogi. What happened to him? He fell down from his elevated position. Isn't it? Because of this wicked mind. Because of this wicked mind. They have kept friendship with the wicked mind. Therefore, such thing took place. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nityam dadati kamasya chidram tam anuji araya. Yogi nakruta mautrasya patir jayati puschari. Srimad Bhagavatam says, An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. You see, uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife. Unchaste wife outwardly speaks very sweet words, very nice dealings she does to just cheat his husband, her husband, cheat her husband. As if she is very devoted to her husband. But she is attached to Upapati. Upapati, what do you say?
Paramo.
Yes, Paramo. Upapati, we say. Jarpurush. She has connection with him. Do you understand? And she is always looking for the opportunity when she will kill her husband, because this person is creating hindrance in our love, you see. And she does so. You understand? She does so. Therefore, uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife are the same. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the followers of this wicked mind are then, can any pandit, a learned man, wise man, put head in such a wicked mind? No. You understand? Then question arises, how to control this wicked mind? The most important question, isn't it? So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Bhatrubyam yenam tad adabhavirjam upekhya bhedhitam apramatta gurur haresharano pasanastro jahi velikam swayam atma mosham. Srimad Bhagavatam says, this uncontrolled mind is a great enemy. If you won't control this uncontrolled mind, and if you give him opportunity to act freely, do you understand? Then he gains strength, he becomes very powerful, You understand? And he will capture you. Now, now you are under my control. Where will you go? You see? He will come out victorious, you will be defeated. Mind it very well. Think it up seriously. This weakened mind is so powerful. It covers up the real swarup of soul. You understand? Jiva, living entity. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, O king, here is a weapon to control this weakened mind. What is that? Hari Guru Charana Pasana Guru Hari Guru Guru Hari Charana Pasana Astra Jahi Bari Kamsan Atma Morsan. You understand? This is most powerful weapon. Hari Guru Charana Pasana Rupa Vastra. Hari Guru Charana means lotus feet. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Guru and Hari. This is the most powerful weapon to control this wicked mind. You control. You gain victory over this wicked mind, this enemy. Kill him through this weapon. You understand? Two weapons are there. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says. Bhagavat says this, Hari Guru Charana Upasana. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, there are two weapons. First weapon is, don't listen to the promptings of this wicked mind. You understand? Don't listen. If your wicked mind prompts you, all right, let us go to the brothel. No! I won't listen to you. Get off here. You see, don't listen to it at all. Don't listen to the promptings of the wicked mind. This is first weapon. You understand? This is first weapon. Second weapon is Guru Haresh Charana Pasanastra. You understand? That's second weapon. Take shelter at the lotus feet of Hari Guru. That means very strictly follow the instructions of spiritual master, Gurudev. Very strictly, letter to letter. You understand? Very strictly follow. That is known as bhaktyastrana. Chayaita visayan somana sabihi. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says this thing. Nano balavanta mimam durvaham katham nigranaha mityatya aho gro sakasa praptasya mantra rupasya harestarana yirupasana sravanadi navavida bhakti revastram dasya sa. You see. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says this thing. This navavida bhakti sravanadi Sravanam kirtanam smaranam archanam mandanam. You see? Dasa sakshum atman vedanam. Jnava vidha bhakti. These are weapons. It's known as bhaktyastra. Bhaktyastra. Bhakti as astra. You understand? Bhaktyastra rupya jaita visayan somana sati. Gain victory over this weapon and say, we can mind your enemy through this weapon. Do you understand? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, sabya dharma eva sabaya dushta. All other dharmas except Bhagavad Dharma. Do you understand? Except Bhagavad Dharma. All other dharmas are dangerous. Dangerous. They will frighten you. Do you understand? But Bhagavad Dharma eva nirbhaya. who accept Bhagavad Dharma, then he'll be fearless, not threatening. You understand? So, sarva-dharmān parityajya mānekam saraṇam bhava. Give up all of the religions, just surrender. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavata praktaha dharmantu sākhyāt bhagavat panitam namai vidurusaya nāpi deva nā manusya nā siddha mukhya asura manusya kuta nubha vidyā dharat caranādaya. You see, it has been said. Dharmantu sākhyāt bhagavat panitam was framed. The laws of dharma, bhagavatam, bhagavā. Dharmanta sakyāt bhagavat panitam. You understand? Na siddha mukhya. Neither a siddha, neither a demigod, nor a man, human being, nor a demon, nor a kinnor, nor a charan, nor a vidyādhar. A friend, the laws of dharma. Dharmanta sakyāt bhagavat panitam. So only framed by Bhagavad. And follow that dharma, that's known as Bhagavad Dharma. Then be fearless. You understand? Otherwise, if you take to other dharma, you'll be always in a frightened state, fearful state. You understand? This instruction is there. So, this is all about the mind. Many things have been said. Atma eva hi atmana, bandhu atma eva ripura atmana, Gita says. Bandhu atma atmana, tasya jena atma eva atmana jitaha. Anatma tu sattru te bhakte te atma eva sattru bhakte. Sixth chapter of Gita says this thing. You know? Are you not reading Gita? First read it! Assimilate it! You understand? Assimilate! Digest it! Make it your own! Isn't it? The primary study, Bhagavad Gita. Gita says this thing. Atma eva ya atman vandhu, atma eva ripura atman. Your mind your friend, your mind your enemy. Control mind is friend and control mind is enemy. You understand? That is said. Bandhu atma atmana pasyajan atma eva atmana jita. Anatman tu sattu devartit atma eva sattu vat. If you won't control your wicked mind, then you are living with your enemy. You see? Is it good to live with the enemy? Enemy will kill you, destroy you. That Gita says this. Atma eva manusya, mana eva manusyana karana bandha mokhya. You see? Shastra says this. Mana eva manusyana karana bandha mokhya. This mind is the cause of your bondage, the cause of your liberation. Isn't it? This mind is only cause. So control this wicked mind. And these are the two weapons given. Then we said, you understand? So, this is. The instruction. Shall I sing another song? It's today's holiday. Let me sing another song. You'll go?
I have to go.
You'll look now?
Within the next 15 minutes.
You'll not listen. All right. Listen to Krishna Prabhupada. The Savior. You understand?
Bhajare bhajare amar manati manda. Bhajare bhajare amar manati. Bhajare bhajare amar mano oti mando. Bhajare bhajare amar mano oti mando. Bhajan bina gati nahi re. Bhajan bina gati nahi re. Bhajan bina gati nahi re. Bhajan bina gati nahi re.
ব্রজ ব্রজ বনি রাধা কৃষ্ণ চরণ রবীন্দ ব্রজ বনি রাধা কৃষ্ণ ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অভিমন্দ
ভজরে
says, my mind is very bad. So, do bhajan. Bhajan bina bhajina. There is no other way but bhajan. You understand? Bhaja prajabani radha krishna saranar bina. What will you, what bhajan you will do? Do bhajan of lotus feet of radha krishna in brajabana. You understand? জ্ঞান কর্ম পরিহরি গিভ অফ জ্ঞান এন্ড কর্ম গৌর গদাধর দ্বৈত গুরু নিত্যানন্দ ভজন গৌর গদাধর অদ্বৈত গুরু নিত্যানন্দ গৌর কৃষ্ণে অভেদ যে নরে ইউ শুড নো ইট দেয়ার ইজ নো ডিফারেন্স বিটুইন গৌর এন্ড কৃষ্ণ গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রিয় যে নরে ইউ শুড নো ইট ভেরি ওয়েল গুরু is very dear to Krishna, Mukunda Prastha. With this understanding, you do bhajan.
Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. You think of Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. Gaura Premi. Smara Smara. Think of all these associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. With Gaura Premi. Smara Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunatha Danda. You think of Rupa, Sanatana, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. If you want to do bhajan, do this. Raghava Gopala Bhatta Swarup Ramananda. You understand? You think of all these associates of Srimad Mahaprabhu. If you want Krishna Prem Jadi Chao, then Goshti Saha Karna Pura Sena Nibananda. You think of. Ojasra. Unlimitedly, unlimitedly you think of all these things. Rupanuga sadhujana bhajanananda. You understand? Brajevasa jadi chao. If you want to live in Brajbhumi, then do this thing. Because my mind is that. Bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mano. You understand? Nice. Then you can control your own mind. Well, it's purified. Otherwise, no purification. You understand? This is it. Get it.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय राय गोस्वामी की।